please.
As you know, I get massages regularly.
Yeah.
Right? And I go to this woman, typically fantastic. I know what I'm getting every single time. There's no, you know, I've done it, you know, probably, I don't know, 15 times with her. I go like, try to go like every couple of weeks maybe, or every week if I get the cage.
Okay.
If we're traveling a lot, I go more. My back, everything, the stress. But I couldn't get her. My wife.
You do full body?
Yeah.
Or back and neck?
I do full body.
Okay.
Well, yeah. With her, I'll do full body for sure. Ooh. Then there's this other place. The place that I typically go to.
Is she attractive?
No.
Okay.
Shout out to May, though. Very nice woman.
Jesus Christ. Think she has
Patreon? I can guarantee you she does not listen to podcasts. And if she does, she's for sure not on the Patreon.
Okay.
It's more of that's like a medical place more than a massage place.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's not like they do acupuncture and like maybe like a little bit of chiropractor type stuff and like, you know, reflexology, that kind of shit. Whereas I went to one of these like fucking chop shops where it's like $1 a minute, real fucking lowbrow shit.
Gotcha.
And I've gone before and cause my wife has to set up May, but like, because I don't have her number. My wife does. So, like, she'll text the woman who runs the place. May doesn't work there all the time. She just comes in for clients. You know what I mean? Like, all
right.
I can come in tomorrow at 6 or whatever. And it just wasn't working out. So, I'm like, fuck.
Get to the butthole stuff.
So, I go to this place where I've been before a couple of times. And
if this doesn't end with a finger in your ass, I'm going to be really upset.
Well, way to ruin it. classic H. Foley. So I get there and they say
this chick starts taking her rings off. I don't know what's going on.
Listen,
if she wore a Van Dutch hat.
So I get there.
There's a kid jumping up and down. She's going down. She's going down.
He's gonna stick a finger in his ass.
I got my own finger in my ass. Sir, this is the lobby.
That's where the story ends.
Yeah. So I went home and fingered myself. So I go in, and when I do massages, you know, they say, like, just strip down to whatever. I go undies.
Yeah?
I leave my undies on.
Of course.
Some people go, you know, full to do.
You go full to do. You're looking for trouble. I mean, that's advertising.
So... I go in, I lay down, and this girl immediately, you don't know who you're getting. Like, the guy goes, male or female? I said, male. He said, we don't have any. I said, I'll be back tomorrow.
I just realized I got the stove on.
Shit, I'm double parked.
I saw you get off the bus. Yeah, it's my bus. I don't want to leave it out there. My boss has been riding me. That's a fucking real scumbag move. If you don't have a male masseuse and you still ask the guy if he wants a...
Wait,
that's
what?
Profiling at that point.
What do you mean?
If he asked you, do you want a man or woman, and you said man, he's like, oh, we don't have any guys today. He's just feeling you out.
Oh, yeah, what if he...
You know, what the fuck? Why'd you ask that if you don't got any dudes available?
I told you. I mean, we talked about it that one time. I tried to get May, and she wasn't there, but they go, oh, we can have someone else. So I just assumed would be another small and Asian woman because that's all the staff there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was like May's husband or boyfriend. This
Rocco.
This dude came from another job. Like, he was wearing work boots. He had a set of keys on his belt and was just clanging.
I got to make this quick. I got cement drying down the street. I got a bag of Quikrete. Harden it up in the wheelbarrow. Flip over, Baldy. I know what you're here for.
His hands were so coarse, dude. You could feel the cracks in them. I still feel like I can put myself back to that of just this dude.
What kind of lotion is that? It's grease. Oh, okay.
It's 10W30. Not that pussy shit.
What's with the gasoline incense, huh? It's fucking lighten it up in here.
So, God, man, that's funny. So he, So I get in there, and, you know, so I got the skivs on, and she gets down right in my ear. She goes, hard or medium? Like, too, like kind of sensually-ish. Like, you didn't have to get that close, right?
Sure she did. She wants to know if you're there to play.
And, which also, like, there's no hand jobs in the place. You can hear. It's like one of those things where there's, like the, you know, there's no, like, seal, like, the walls don't go all the way to the ceiling. You can hear everything going on in there. It's real, you know, there's no handies going on.
Okay. I don't think the walls that dictate that.
Yeah, but I'm saying you would hear if people were getting them.
I've been in massage parlors back in the day where it was just one room and everybody was in there.
Yeah, but I think that's, you know, I mean, like, there was, like, women and people in there. Like, it was, it's okay. Not like a, it's not a seedy place. I've tried. I even started the party myself. No one jumped in.
You bring your own CD.
You guys got a Chromecast or something? What's going on here?
I got a playlist for this.
So,
Kippy's hand job playlist.
They typically yank the drawers down a smidge
when they get to that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it gets to that point a little earlier than anticipated.
Nice.
And I'm talking. And listen, when I'm laying on my back, I don't know how to put this exactly. When I'm laying on my back. And you're looking down from, like, say you had a bird's eye view of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly where my asshole lands on the, you know.
Longitude and latitude?
Yeah.
When you're laying on your stomach with your back up.
Yeah, face down, ass up.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, my, yeah, I'm
you
laying
you can't see your butthole.
What?
You can't see it. No, your butt cheeks are in the way.
Man, so that's what I
what
thought.
What are you, a Martian?
They were down to it.
His asshole's at his shoulder blades?
I don't know, man. Like, they started off kind of low, and I'm like, is my asshole out? It might be, and I'm trying to do the math. Like,
they don't care.
Yeah, but I kind of do. My fucking starfish is just fucking floating, which I got to be. I ain't great. You know, I almost just shit myself the other day. It's not a fantastic operations back there.
I would like to get all bleached
up. It's not like St. Andrews.
I would like to get all bleached up back there. I got a couple of rings and stuff like that. It's not good.
Like an old redwood.
Oh, no, dude.
He's 375 pounds. You have one for every pound.
It's like the one that killed the dinosaurs. It's bad. Bad crater. It's not good.
You haven't any?
He's got an Aldi.
I got a puddlefish back there.
So they come down, you know, like, let's call it like halfway to the point where I'm going, I feel like my asshole is out.
I don't get that your asshole is out. Are your legs spread? What kind of
apparatus? They're not tight. Yeah, I mean, like,
I think you got enough meat on your butt that you're...
Okay, but stop and put yourself in my shoes for 1 minute. You're fucking... This woman comes
you're
in...
rock hard?
Pulls down your pants, and I'm like, it feels like my asshole is out.
Like your ass is out.
My ass is for sure out. I'm saying it feels like my asshole is out.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. The temperature has changed on my asshole. If that, like, can you put yourself there?
You're
trying to relax. You're going, I feel like my asshole's out. I can't take the edge off.
You feel like a breeze. You feel a breeze.
It doesn't feel like it's in my underwear anymore. Okay. It just feels like it's outside catching a smoke.
Temperature really dropped, huh?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I understand my asshole might not, but in my head, I'm going, I'm pretty sure she's out.
He's parading around Second Avenue.
So then she drops them even further.
Nice.
And she's getting like, it's, she spent way too much time.
Did she see your ass?
My ass?
Yeah.
Dude, at one point she was picking a pimple off of it. I swear. And I gave her, she was like, I guess I had like a little pimp or something. You know what I mean? Like a little
What the fuck's wrong with this lady?
That's what I'm saying. I think it was a fetish. I'm assuming she's got a butt fetish. Because she spent way, and I mean I've had a lot of fucking...
You do a joke about it.
I know. I'm already doing a massage bit, though. I can't shelf that one and then start a new one. It was just to the point where I'm going, I think I'm being violated now. Like, it was... Not that I cared, but I'm also going...
There's no blame on you.
And she would be like, all right, let me do his ankle for like 10 seconds. And then like, so she would get to the butt. I'm like, all right.
That's weird.
That's what I'm
saying.
Because
they move in a certain sequence.
She kept coming back to home base.
Nobody goes from ankle to butthole back to butthole.
I mean,
unless you're here to party.
This girl was all over the map, dude. It was like Gulliver's Travels, dude. She was fucking, where in the world is Kippy's butthole?
Did you miss that day in class, honey? Jesus Christ.